Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I have a brother of mine and a brother of Antonio. That's Nick Frattantonio, and he is the CEO founder at iBite. Welcome to the Playbook, Nick.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, there's so much going on in the wearable space, and a lot of it is for a health purpose. But there's also some tracking applications that are out there as well. I've been involved in technology since 1992. And so, you know, to go from desktop to handheld, handheld to wearable, and even someday insertable and then replaceable, these are going to be the progression of all of these different types of technology. Tracking has always been something that has been applicable to the idea of a virtual type of not wearable, but of a tracking device that we cannot see. So, you know, a lot of the wearables, the rings, the necklaces, the bracelets. But when we're talking about tracking, there's a lot more potential in these, you know, invisible type of things. Give us a little bit of background on this self-charging wearable device and what it can do for us in our own health management and safety.
Love to do that. So basically, the most parents, like 75%, are already tracking their children, and they want to know their whereabouts, because obviously anybody that wanders off is not a good feeling when you can't find your loved one or your valued one. Most all wearables on the market today are sort of like accessories. They're very noticeable. They're detectable, but they're discarded when somebody is lost or abducted, nefariously or otherwise, or just wanders off, whether it's Alzheimer's or memory care. And I realized that 35 million people globally go missing every year. And I'm thinking, well, with all these wearables, how could that happen? And so I did a little research on it, and I found out that it's because they're accessories, okay? So they're easily lost or stolen, the battery dies, or the child doesn't even wear it. So I thought, what can I do as a dentist? And there's a backstory to that, but do to help people have a safe recovery, a successful recovery, and prevent your valuable loved ones out of harm's way. So basically, I created something that attaches to the molar of the tooth that's literally virtually invisible. It cannot be separated from the user. It is self-charging, which means it charges itself on ambient wavelength and Wi-Fi. It's tamper-proof, and it cannot be spoofed because it's integrated to the body. So that was what we came up with. Now, this is going on 5 years now. The technology, you know, the good news is I have a tiger by the tail. The bad news is I have a tiger by the tail. So this is bigger. This is really big scalability-wise. But so that's where I'm at now, and I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, it's amazing how easy it is also to install. But it's not just for our child safety and recognition of where they are. Obviously, abductions and what's going on in the world is unbelievable. 35 million missing people. And we know, unfortunately, when kids are abducted, what they're being put through as well. But there's another whole very interesting space for me is my mom got older. And in the elderly space, it's really important not just to track, because, you know, obviously Alzheimer's, dementia has, you know, the same impact on our elderly as it does on children. But I think the medical information that it carries as well is even of a greater benefit in the elderly space than just the trackability of it.
And that's true. So we also have, it's actually, we have a microprocessor that does, enables us to upload any allergics, reactions, or conditions of the patient, special medications. So when the device does trigger an emergency response, now the first responders have enough information to treat this person, patient, you know, appropriately, and does the right thing for this person so that they don't do more harm.
And you mentioned as well this idea of losing it. Again, a problem with the elderly when we have necklaces and bracelets, even rings, they forget to put it on, take it off. And then the self-charging side as well is really applicable to both elderly and young people. Now, the technology is changing for the better so quickly, but what type of problems, because I think more and more entrepreneurs that I'm working with, professionals like yourselves, subject matter experts like yourself, can't keep up with the technology as they're building and protecting the IP, distributing the product. It gets to be difficult to pick a point and be able to actually produce and distribute a product when the technology changes almost overnight.
This has been a journey. Like I said, we literally started out with a simple RFID chip, which is literally no bigger than a pepper flake, but it wasn't able to store any information. So I've gone from the evolution of that pepper flake to a fully microprocessor computing, self-charging, the tiniest nanotechnology that literally fits on the side of a tooth. No surgery, no shots, no pain. It's amazing. But through that evolution, technology is very expensive too. So I've been on that journey. And of course, when you have this dream and you have this inspiration and desire, there's a lot of roadblocks. So you've got to keep plowing through, go up over them, under them, around them. But I made a vow to consumers and people that I would have the best I could possibly deliver in the real time. So I've made that investment. I've made the changes. What I love about every other device needs to be charged, and you need a docking station or a bulky something or a plug-in. Well, this has the capacity. It has a capacitor in it that it wakes up every, and we could change the timing to 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever that is, that it'll wake up and it consumes Wi-Fi and Bluetooth energy wavelength, ambient, which we're bathed in constantly, but it's completely safe. And then once it fully charges the battery, it just goes back to sleep and continues and wakes up again at the next circuit. The beauty of this is so cutting edge. I don't know if this could be a forever battery, which would be great, or the lifespan, which will be greater than what we have, but we don't know that yet. Of course, during our beta testing, we're hoping to find this out. So we'll be doing some studies in my own dental practice as well as a few other clinics, and we'll have that. And by the way, it's completely safe, because that's the next question that people ask.
The only thing that parents, especially of children, are worried about is how safe it is if it has Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, when it has a current running through it, a charge in it. Do you have, or can you show us how tiny it is, and can it be applied by the parents, or do you need to go to the dentist?
Those are great questions. So I've tried to do both channels. I've gone to the dentist of several trade shows there to get dentists on board with this, to offer this service to their patients, because I, as a dentist, we've been putting on veneers for decades, and we have all the equipment and the material. It's so simple. Not even the dentist has to do this. They could definitely delegate this to one of their trained people in the office and do it in a matter of less than 5 minutes. Also, we have a package that will be distributed to consumers as well, because it's that easy. You can do it in 90 seconds, but some children or teens might be a little bit of a, you know, not resistant, but wiggle worms. And if that's the case, then take the product to the dentist and have them do it in that chair. So whatever you're comfortable doing, the reason why I went with parents as well is because they're already tracking their kids. And if it only takes 90 seconds, it's a pretty simple process. We have the instructions on a video instruction, by the way, on our website at safewithibite.com and identifyme.com.
You know, it'd be interesting in both channels, even just if you limited it to kids with braces and just have it be installed on the braces, which also could be done. As I see how tiny, show me with your hands if you don't have a sample in front of you, how small it is. And
so I'd have to say it's 10 millimeters wide by 7 millimeters height by 2.5 millimeters in thickness. So it extends off the tooth about, the profile is about 2.5 millimeters, which is the size of a bracket of an orthodontic.
Right, that's key, right? Because people understand how big a bracket
is. That's it. And it's actually...
It sticks to the side of your molar?
It sticks to the side of your molar, and it's embedded already in the veneer. So now it looks like a fake tooth front. You can't see. There's no metal showing or any electronics. It literally is a veneer of an artificial tooth. So, and those, I have to tell you, they can last a lifetime. I can vouch for that of 40 plus years in dentistry, especially if put on properly. So to have it removed when you're of an age, let's say you're 25 or 26 and you're like, look, I'm not interested, then you have to have a dentist take it off. And that's very simply filed off the tooth without, again, no Novocaine or shots or pain.
It's amazing. And the need for it is incredible. The numbers, both of children and elderly that need this type of application. Now, are you raising money currently to help facilitate the scaling of this extraordinary idea?
Yes, this is a financial undertaking. I've already invested at least $400,000 with another partner, family member. And that's pre-seed. We have already five patents, four of which are already issued. We're waiting on one more. We have a lot of traction, proof of concept. We have a prototype. It's in refinement. So I want to make it to the seed round. I'll be asking $500,000. That should get us through manufacturing, tooling, packaging, social media. I already have a robust social media going on. As well as legal compliance, because there, you know, there's a lot to do yet.
And we're here to help, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys.
Great, great business that makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people, and has a lot of fun. Taken from a doctor who knows the business of dentistry, but also knows the application and being able to facilitate this great application into a need that he will now fulfill. Where can people go to learn more about iBite?
That's a great question. My website for iBite is Safe with iBite. That's a Y-T-E for bite.com or identifyme.com. That has all the information on there. And again, my email's there and you can contact me at those websites and I can answer any questions.
iBite is the future, providing value. You can do well and do good. I want to thank Dr. Nicholas Fratantonio for joining me and with his amazing iBite. Check it out. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.